Good morning, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. I'm Ray McCarty.
Today I wanted to speak on repentance. Sometimes, I know there were many times in my life where I had thought I was just too far gone. You know, the enemy whisper in my ear, these lies that, you know, I'm just too far gone. There's no more hope, you know. And it would cause me to almost stay where I'm at or, you know, just lose all hope of breaking through, you know, because, you know, I had been in some pretty dark times in my life, and there was no life inside that prison, just no windows, just walls and chains. But if we don't neglect the Word of God, and we let our, you know, the light just shine brightly and brightly beam inside of us, there doesn't have to be those dark times that overcome us. We can overcome the dark times by the grace of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible makes it very clear the Bible says that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Second Chronicles says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. And I think that's especially a good verse too. Because I've heard it before that some people, you know, have said to me, well, you know, God only forgives our sins right when we become a Christian. He doesn't forgive us our sins after we're already born again. Well, that's not true, because the Bible says that we have an advocate for the Father, with the Father. If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. You know, you're not supposed to confess him in your dream, you know, or consciously sin, you know, because if you sin, we have an advocate with the Father. I think it's very important to walk the straight and narrow. You know, we can't get sucked into the world. There are things that entice us. But there's nothing in this world we're turning around to see. I mean, not a thing. Nothing that, you know, there is no fulfillment outside of Jesus. You know, and if you don't remember any of the things that I say in this recording after this is over, remember this, that there's no fulfillment outside of Jesus. Just Psalm 16:11 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." You know, and those pleasures aren't just
in the next life.
They can be in this life too.
The closer we walk with Jesus,
the
more we walk the straight and narrow, the more we dwell on His will for us, and the more we not dwell on our circumstance.
He lives through us.
Proverbs 28:13 says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Acts 3:19, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." So we can't just... The Bible also says the axe lays at the root of the tree. You have to get the sin at the root. Get the sin at the base thereof. We can't make provision for the flesh.
If there's
something that is, if there's something that is causing you to sin, maybe
a phone. Maybe your phone's causing you to sin. You know, pluck it out. You know, if it's a smartphone, you go back to, you put a filter on it, or, you know, you have to accommodate yourself in
a way that you know will crucify that problem.
You know, get it at the base.
Just to go ahead and just, we have to be proactive when it comes to sin. We have to be proactive. So, you know, when it's after it's already done, you take care of it late. You know, you already did it. Then you have that guilt, you have that pain, and, you know, the damage has already been done. Not to say that it's too late for you, because you can still repent. But the Christian life is not supposed to be sinning and confessing, sinning and confessing, and sinning and confessing. No, we're supposed to be overcomers. And in order to overcome, we can't leave provision in the flesh. We need to walk clear of the world. But it's very important to remember that, you know, we're to walk as a little Christ in this world, not as the world. The Bible says that everything the world highly esteems is an abomination to God.
James 4:8 says, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." You know, there is room for repentance.
no matter what you're struggling with, no matter what you've done in your life, there is room for repentance. The only thing that the Bible says that there isn't room for repentance is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And I think I know that there were people in, you know, a lot of people who get out of prison, like that they had blasphemed the Holy Spirit, you know, and they come to the Lord and I think that blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is more of a serious thing than we even could imagine. I don't think a lot of people will blaspheme the Holy Spirit. I believe from my studies of it, but you know, if we just get on our knees and confess our sins to the Father and renounce them before Him, you know. And repent means to turn. Turn away. Turn away from our sin. The highway of repentance is to depart from evil. It's really important that we strive for the narrow road. Strive for the narrow gate. Because the road is narrow. The road to life, the road to Jesus, the road to the kingdom of heaven is narrow, and few there be that find it. May we continue to confront our friends and walk in His way. Follow the voice of Jesus. If you have sin in your heart, if you have sin in your faith, come to the Lord, broken up this given time. Because you know, there is hope for them. Not as well that any should perish. It doesn't matter if you think that you're just too far, or you know, think you can't possibly repent. Maybe you don't want to repent. Repent anyway. You know, of course, like this, you know, just overcome the flesh. And anyway, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. You know, allow the Lord to make your heart solid. The Lord has ministered to all of us. I hope you all have a blessed day. God bless you.